It's 7:34. So as I said, we're talking post office. I have a wonderful colleague from my days working on Wall Street. And he and his family, his two daughters, his wife and I, and their dog Cupcake are very good friends. They live in Rye, New York, upstate New York, and they're very all-American. So if I started working with him in like 2004, 2006, so now, like 15 years, throughout those girls growing up, teenagers, varsity students, one's engaged now, every year I get the family Christmas card. I get the photo, and it's just very all American. Like it's printed. They print multiple of their photos on the front and Cupcake. There was a cat at a point that died anyway, and then they send it out. And they're religious about making sure that everybody on their Christmas list gets that card. And I'm gonna tell you, I used to get it probably before Christmas, you know, up until 2010. Then I come back to South Africa. Hey, February. Maybe March. Ah, April. Ah, look. Oh, Alison is looking so lovely. August. Just over the years, the McKay family Christmas card, which I have a stack of in my house, has just been coming later and later. Can I tell you something? After this pandemic, I think they just got sick of sending it to me. I think I fell off the Christmas list. I think they're just like, she doesn't even say thank you anymore. Because I didn't get it. Thank you, South African Post Office. Thank goodness for Facebook, because I'm friends with at least three of them. I'm not friends with Sarah. Sarah's too cool. She's the youngest. But at least Ali and the parents. And Cupcake doesn't have a Facebook account. But thanks so much, South African Post Office, because you've missed my entire, like, 15... It could have been a 20-year record of getting my McKay family Christmas card. And I'll never know, like, what Alison and Sarah's kids look like. I'd love to hear it from you. How's your Christmas postage going? I feel quite strongly about that.